You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, Josh has written a couple of things on the screen here. He's got Pamela and then Pamela.
What does that mean?
What is it? What does that mean?
Are you Pamela?
Pamela.
Pamela.
It is Pamela.
It is. He was right.
Is it spelled like Pamela?
It is, with an I.
Pamela.
Where's the I?
It's P-A-M-I-L-A.
Well, then shouldn't it be Pamela?
You could say that.
Do you just go by Pam?
Pammy, yep.
Pammy it is.
And you, on your word of honor, you have red hair?
I do. A little gray, but I do have red hair, natural.
I was just reading about redheads, and they say that redheads generally don't go gray.
You know, I have a little in the front, but not much.
Okay. All right. Well, that article
There's
was
also
false.
The whole thing about how redheads are more sensitive to pain. But, I mean, how could you know? You can only compare to yourself, right? So you wouldn't know. But, like, dentists have said it takes sometimes more Novocaine to deaden for redheads.
Is that you?
Than it does for a regular person.
Is that you, Pam?
Pamela.
Ela.
You know, I had surgery, and the anesthesiologist definitely quoted that to me.
There you go.
You just kept pumping it into you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you feel today?
I feel great, but I just had a mammogram.
Yeah, they squished them down, huh? You got pancake boobs right now.
Well, I'm glad you did that.
It's very, very smart. You need to do that stuff.
I'm glad you did.
Yep, Rooney.
All right, listen, we're going to play some rattle off with you, and I'm going to let you pick the letter. You got a letter from A to Z. What are you picking?
P.
P. Very good. 10 seconds. I need 5 bands or singers. Bands or singers that start with the letter P. Ready? And go.
Oh, my gosh. I think of none.
We just played one.
Oh, it's a color.
None, huh? I'm going to save that one for another time then.
Prince. You would have got one.
Prince and Pink. We just played Pink a moment ago. So.
Right?
You know, Pamela, we love talking to you. We hope you have a great day, okay?
You guys too. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Bye now. Bye-bye.
That's our first Pamela, I think.
I think so.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Truly redheaded?
No, I called in before I heard redheads only. I'm brunette.
Oh, no.
You know we love you, though, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, we love you so much. But this is redheads only today. You want me to do brunettes only tomorrow?
Sure. I can get a redhead wig.
I'll bet you
you're dying to play, huh?
I like your honesty, though, Jessica. Thank you for being honest. You call us tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I feel bad.
I know, but hey, we've said multiple times, redheads only. Hello, Michelle. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Raise your right hand.
Right here. I'm a redhead.
You are?
Okay, you are a redhead. Okay. All your life, or have you adjusted?
Life.
Okay.
All my life.
I was also just reading that bees are more attracted to redheads. Do you find that true?
Yeah, because I run as soon as I see one.
Yeah? They love you, though.
They think you're a flower.
You're like a rose.
You're a flower.
And for the Novocaine, it does take more, like pain or medication to numb you.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. I did a whole chapter in one of my fun facts books about... anesthesia, and that was one of the things they talked about, how for some reason they don't, and here's the interesting thing, they talk to anesthesiologists, scientists, everything, and they don't know why this is. They know it exists, they just don't have any idea why.
Something in our genes.
Something in your genes. Do you find that your hair is thin, because they say redheads have less hair than everybody else?
In the front of my head, yes. The back of my hair, it's more thicker.
Okay, so in the front, you're thinning. Less follicles.
I don't know.
It's like me right now.
Sorry. Michelle's like, sorry. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Do you work, Michelle? What do you do?
I work at a community mental health agency.
Whoa. Thank you for doing that work.
Human.
We appreciate you.
Very good.
You're welcome.
We're gonna play some rattle off with you right now. For everyone else who's holding, Aaron, Spencer, and Colorado. Is that right? Aaron, Spencer, and Colorado.
Is.
Even if we get a winner, don't hang up because we still want to talk to all the red-headed folks today. Michelle, 10 seconds. Can you please give us the names of five counties in Colorado? Five counties in Colorado. Ready? And go!
Arapahoe, Carson, Adams, Jefferson, and Denver.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is
Wiener!
Yay!
Nobody else hang up. Hold on. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. The last two times I have done that one, we have not had a winner. So you bucked the odds, Michelle. Hey, listen, you're going to get tickets to go to Elitch Gardens. Josh will tell you all about it, so hold on and don't go away, okay?
All right.
Okay. Bye. Good. Right on. And we'll play some Michael Jackson for you here in just a moment. Aaron, thank you for continuing to hold.
No problem. How are you guys?
We're good. It's been a fun show today.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
What's life like as a redhead? Do you like it? Does it draw attention to you?
You know, in high school, I hated it. But now that I'm an adult, I'm kind of like this unicorn out there. So I appreciate it. And I have blue eyes. So I think I read somewhere that less than 1% of the world has red hair and blue eyes.
You're like
that
a good luck charm.
That is a true fact.
People need to rub you for good luck. Oh, my.
I dated a redhead with blue eyes for about four years. And she mentioned the same thing. She's like, there's only 1% of us or less in the world.
In the world.
That's how unique
it's very special.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm the only redhead in my whole family too, which is fun.
Oh, so maybe milkman kind of action or something? Delivery driver?
Probably the Kool-Aid guy. Do you sunburn easily?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
You gotta be careful of that.
You know, I'm not so sure that we don't have a full segment on our show that we can do from something that you said, Aaron, which is that when you were in high school or whatever, you hated it and now you like it. That could apply to a lot of things, like people who grow up hating their name when they're in school, but then when they become an adult, suddenly they embrace it and they love it.
Like that Pamela lady.
Pamela.
Pamela.
Pamela, yeah.
Aaron, what's your line of work?
I work for the best mortgage company ever. I've worked with them for about 3 years now, and I love it.
They're good to you?
Yeah, they're great.
You guys busy?
I'm on my way to the office right now.
Are you busy?
You know, we could be busier. These rates are rough.
That's the problem. It's the rates, right?
Yeah, we're holding out, though.
What's a 30-year rate going for right now?
You know, it always depends
good,
on your
with
score,
good credit.
You're
good credit.
About
sixes.
Upper sixes.
Upper six. Dang. Hmm.
All right.
Yeah, they're ticking up.
Yeah.
Well, hell.
Glad I bought a couple years ago.
Right.
You are absolutely delightful. Thank you for staying on the line and chatting up with us. We hope you have a great day, Aaron, okay?
Bye.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Bye, Red.
Bye. And then there's Spencer. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
Hey.
An honest-to-goodness redhead?
Honest-to-goodness redhead, born and raised.
Pros and cons, what would you say?
Pros and cons, definitely the sunburn. You definitely sunburn a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah.
To numb the pain is 100% right. Now, it takes a lot more pain for us to feel pain, but to numb that pain takes also just as much. So I don't think that's correct. So I can deal with a lot more pain than others. I had two degenerative discs, and I didn't even know it.
Really?
Maybe you're just a freak.
You're just tough.
Maybe I am a freak.
You're
but
just
I'm
a bad mamma jamma.
Spencer, the human freak. Where are you from originally?
Socorro, New Mexico.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, all right. That's pretty
nice.
Part of the country. What brought you to Colorado?
Well, I was actually up there in, I was staying on, Arroyo? Arroyo?
Aurora?
Aurora, that's yeah. it, yep. Yep, just right outside of Grand Junction I was living there.
No, that's not.
Arroyo?
Arroyo or something like that.
Just say outside Grand Junction. That's fine.
But what brought you to... So you're saying you were just in Colorado visiting and you loved it, and so you decided to move to Colorado.
Pretty much. And I had a friend who also was there from Sacramento, Mississippi.
I can't hear you.
Well, we're losing you on your phone, Spencer. Put that phone back up to your mouth.
I said, yeah, my buddy, he's also from Sacramento, Mexico. He lived there. So I said, hey, might as well give it a shot. But up here... Put in my application with some temp agencies, and I'm working at Maze Concrete.
Well, there you go.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, listen, we appreciate you staying on the line and chatting with us, and we hope you have a terrific day today, okay?
Yep, you guys as well, man.
Thanks,
Thank
Spencer.
Thank you, Spencer. A nice gentleman. And then there is Colorado, is that right?
Yes, sir, that is.
Your name is actually Colorado?
Yep.
No way.
Which stands
named after
for doesn't.
John Wayne movie.
Really?
Isn't Colorado like means the color red?
Actually, it means colorful. But yeah.
Colorful Colorado. Tell me you drive a Chevy Colorado as well.
I don't. I drive a Toyota.
Nah, you need to trade that in immediately today. Get yourself a Colorado.
Did you say you're named after a John Wayne movie?
Yeah, what John Wayne movie?
I am.
Is that like Rio Bravo or something?
El Dorado?
Oh. Yeah, there's a big gambler. His name is Colorado. And my dad was a big gambler when my mom was pregnant. And so whether I was a boy or a girl, I was going to be Colorado. So there I am.
They were going to name you Broke, but Colorado was better.
Actually, they
See,
wanted
the thing
to
is...
name me Sacagawea.
Oh, really?
But
did you say the movie El Dorado?
Yes.
I don't want to shatter your illusions, but I mean, that is like in my top five favorite movies of all time. I've seen it 100 times, probably. I have never seen a character in there named Colorado.
Well, his real name is Colorado. I don't know what his stage... I've never even seen the movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's one of the actors' names.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. Because I was going to say, there's a character in there named Mississippi. I'm just wondering if your parents were off by a few states.
I'm looking at the cast list right now. I don't see anyone named Colorado.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with anybody
okay, well,
in El Dorado
maybe my
named...
my mother's delusional. I don't know. My dad died when I was young, so I never got an answer to it.
I think right. your mother
maybe
is delusional.
Maybe my mom's delusional.
That's what I'm saying. You've gone your whole life, and I didn't want to wreck your hopes and dreams, but I don't think there's a Colorado in El Dorado.
I'm not seeing one, but...
I moved from New Mexico just like Spencer, and yeah, it doesn't wreck my, you know, I'm a server at a restaurant, and you know, just my name is,
it's still a badass name
sure.
if you ask me. I love the name.
Yeah,
yeah, good for you. They even it's named a truck cool. after you, or did you already say that?
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes, and Colorado means colored red or ruddy in Spanish.
Okay, so yeah, your mom.
You're learning all of the new sorts
your
of new things.
Your mom failed
today,
you on
Colorado.
That, too.
Yeah, she
well,
just keeps dropping the ball.
I learned the Native American meaning for it, which was colorful. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that might be right.
I'm from New Mexico, so that's...
What's with all the New Mexico
common.
People today? What brought you to our beautiful state?
It was calling my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like many people.
Literally.
Literally calling your name. It was right there on the map. You're like, I got to go live there. So where are you a server God. At?
I work at a Holiday Inn bar and grill in Lakewood.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Meet some
well, listen,
interesting people. Got a couple of stalkers, you know.
Hey, no big deal, right?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, be careful. I don't like the sound of that.
No.
That's horrible.
It is very horrible.
You are charming and delightful. Thank you for staying on the line and chatting with us. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much. I love talking to you.
Well, we love talking to you, Colorado. Thank you for your time today.